This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Opening half hour of the day brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. For Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the all-important Sunbury Motors guarantee. They go over every vehicle. And a terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way. Routine to difficult, all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. We start out the day with Scott Francie on the show, the outstanding play-by-play voice of the Phillies. Scott, welcome back. Great to hear you.
Good to be back. How are you?
Doing very well, thanks. Long seasons bring with them ups and downs. In your opinion, when you've seen the Phillies have down moments, how have they handled it, and what's then brought them back?
They've handled everything pretty much the same way. Just watching them, it's the same every day. Most of these guys are the exact same people every day. They don't like to lose, and they don't want to lose. You know, if they lose one, they don't want to lose two. But when they come to work, you know, you see these guys before games and in the clubhouse or whatever. Whatever happened the night before, however good or however bad, they're on to the next game. And they're pretty focused. It's been fun to watch.
Trey Turner's been able to get back into the lineup off, 6 weeks or so on the IL. He's hitting .348. What's the difference you see in Trey Turner now compared to the one that was fighting his way through last year until the Phillies fans gave them that great moment?
I think as much as anything, I mean, he's a guy that works a lot on his swing. And I just think he's timed up right now, honestly. He obviously can do a lot of things. He's got tremendous power because he can generate unbelievable bat speed. Also hit with two strikes. He can also leg out an infield hit. And he's doing it all right now offensively. And, you know, he's kind of in that place where hitters get, once they get their mechanics figured out and get to where they want to be and get to where they feel comfortable. Right now, he's just kind of on cruise control. And it's been fun to watch. It's been amazing to watch, actually. For a guy who was out that long, yeah, and to come right away with multi-hit game after multi-hit game, I think it's pretty impressive what he's doing.
What kind of job has Caleb Cotham done as the pitching coach? We always hear about, you know, about what Rob does and so forth. You're around it every day, so his name does come up. But in general, his name doesn't come up. What kind of job has he done?
He's done a very good job. I think they have found a little balance here between, you know, Caleb and Brian Kaplan, who's the director of pitching. Yep. And both of them, you know, work pretty hard to, you know, to make sure that that guys are on a certain trajectory, and they look at, yeah, they understand pitching, they understand the body, they understand, you know, mechanics of it all. I think they're able to make corrections there. I think they deserve a lot of credit because, I mean, there's no doubt there are players who are better now than they were when they first got here, when they debuted, or whatnot. I mean, you're not going to find too many guys who have, quote-unquote, regressed, you know, under their leadership. So, I'm always one. I certainly think highlighting the coaches is important because these guys do a ton of work. I mean, they're the first ones there. And they're ready to work whenever the player steps into work. And the players do the work, there's no doubt, but the coaches deserve a lot of credit because they're right alongside them every step of the way.
You have starters logging innings, eating up innings. Doesn't happen in every organization. Have they done anything different subtly as a coaching staff between starts that's allowed these pitchers to stay strong out on the mound?
No, they haven't. I mean, they're taking a real broad approach between not just the stuff that's happening on the mound, like in the game, how many pitches are thrown, how many innings are thrown, these kinds of things. But they look at it in a more of a world view, or if you want to use the term holistic view. I mean, they're looking at the way the body moves. They're looking at the nutrition. They're looking at the sleep. They're looking at all these different things.
Right.
I know there's a lot of eye rolls and whatever, but there's a lot of science going on. And they have somebody who's sort of in charge. And let's say it's player, you know, Player Jones, and somebody's in charge of your overall, right? And how all these things interconnect between, you know, what you're eating, what you're drinking, what your sleep, you know, patterns like, how much work you're putting in, how much work you're doing between starts. There's obviously the statistical analysis that they do, but there's all that biomechanical analysis that they do that's all part of the same sort of umbrella. And, They still seem pretty strong. They all seem like pretty strong pitchers, to be perfectly honest. Late in games, we're seeing, you know, higher velocities. And that can only be attributable to the fact that they are that they're strong right now. Midway through the season, they've been taken care of.
The other part, too, is there's 93 games so far played by the Phillies to this point. Hoffman's pitched in 40. Jose Alvarado's pitched in 40. Strom's pitched in 38. It's going to the All-Star game. Soto's pitched in 36. What kind of job has Rob Thompson done actually making sure that these guys are getting enough work because his starters are extending innings?
Yeah, there have been a lot of days when he'll tell me before a game, you know, I'll ask him, is anybody down? You know, is anybody unavailable? And he'll be like, no, man, I got three guys I got to get into the game. Like, I got to get them some work somehow.
Yep.
Because if, you know, like, you run into a situation like, you know, you're on a Sunday. Let's say Monday's off. And this guy's been pitching 4 days. And if I don't get him in the game today, it's going to be 6 days before he pitches in a game. Because we won't be at it till Tuesday. Well, you know, Zach Wheeler's throwing on Tuesday, and he's going to go seven. So there's not a lot of innings to go around. So, yes, I think he's done the best that he can to try to keep guys not only, sharp and working enough, but also not overworked for the big guns, the Hoffmans, Alvarado, Strom, those kind of guys. I think the proof will be in the results down the stretch and in October.
No doubt.
But it feels like these guys are going to be healthy and strong and ready to kind of kick it into high gear once they get to crunch time.
What have you seen from Castellanos over the past couple of weeks?
A little better balance. I think he's in a decent spot right now. He doesn't seem to be chasing as much. But Castellanos has been a frustrating player to watch and certainly a tough player to predict these last, couple years, and in this year in particular. It's been tough to predict, you know, one game to the next or one series to the next or one trip to the next, what you're going to get, because it's been some wild swings, but I think all in all, he's in a little better place now, certainly than he was the first 2 months. And I think he's in a better spot in the lineup now, too. He's not quite so middle of the order. He's kind of back half of the order, and I think that suits where he's at in his career right now.
Well, JT's a special player behind the plate. We know that. And we know the batting averages are not great for the guys that have stepped in for them. But what kind of job have they done behind the plate handling the staff?
Great. No complaints, I don't think, at all from anybody. They've been in really good hands. And, yes, you're right. JT's a tough one to lose. They've lost him for over a month now. But of all the things that could have gone wrong, to have that kind of depth ready to go, have Stubbs step in and play the way he has, to have Marshawn waiting in the wings at AAA, this guy can really catch. I mean, he can really catch and throw, and now that he's starting to put it together with the bat, you know, maybe you got something there in Marshawn. You know, we've heard about him. We've seen him a little bit over the last few years. He's mostly been in the minors or mostly been hurt. And now he's getting a chance to play, and he's healthy, and he's showing what he can do. So I think they've been really happy with what they've gotten in JT's absence.
You get to see a terrific team on an everyday basis. Now, we'll see how the postseason plays out, but we know they're a terrific team, and you see them on an everyday basis. Of the teams they have played against, there have been a couple where you walked out of the booth at the end of the series and said, you know, that's a really good team, too.
Yeah, definitely. And they're the ones you would probably guess. I feel that way about the Dodgers this week, but the Dodgers aren't at full strength. I mean, they're a different team with Mookie Betts, and if they get some of their starters back, it's a different equation with the Dodgers. And they have some guys that haven't had a great first half that are capable of more offensively. So I think that may, you know, play out in the second half. You know, of course, they're still leading their division. You know, San Diego's a team that I think is putting it together. I thought when we saw them early that they should be better, and it seems like they're getting it together now. They've had injuries, no doubt, but they've got a lot of different weapons, and they can do a lot of things offensively when they're hot. I still think the Braves, I think the Braves are formidable in that they've got a lot of pop in their lineup. And if they get to October with those three starters healthy, rested, and pitching well, they're going to be a really tough team to beat. I mean, Freed, Sale, and Lopez, they're going to be really tough. The Phillies know that. They've, you know, done a number on Freed, there's no doubt. But Sale's looked good every time we've seen him. He's looked good just about every time out this year. He's an all-star. Lopez looked great the other day in Atlanta. So I think what you do is you look for, because you know the Phillies are going to be in the postseason, so you look for those teams that have a collection right there. And the Braves still have a collection of starters that can beat the Phillies. So, you know, if they get to the finish line healthy, it would not be an easy series by any stretch.
What is it meant to getting? I mean, it's great to get guys back. I talked about Schwarber. There's Harper, Brandon Marsh. What does it mean getting him back?
Yeah, and him finding his swing again.
Yes,
man, that's big. You know, last weekend in Atlanta, the Phillies lineup looked a lot like, say, the Braves and Dodgers lineups, which was four or five guys, very, very top-heavy, and the bottom is kind of a catch-all, right? And you see all these, I don't know, 100-something averages, right, at the bottom of a lineup. And the Phillies were running that out, you know, Pache and Merrifield and guys that have struggled. But they're starting. And now you add Schwarber and Harper back into the mix, and Marsh is batting seventh, and he's swinging the bat well. Now you have damage coming from all parts of the order. And, they use the term length in the lineup. Well, it certainly does that, to have a guy like him back.
Is there anything that you look at that, like, every once in a while you look out and go, God, I got to be a little bit better there, even though they're playing great? But, like, you know, you and I both know if you take care of the little things, the big things take care of themselves. Or any little things that sometimes they miss?
Yeah, I mean, the little thing to me is they could use a right-handed bat that really kills lefties.
Yeah,
I just think you're going to come into a spot in the postseason. And I'm not saying it's somebody who starts, but I'm saying it's somebody who can come off the bench and put together an at-bat against the lefty. Now, Whit Merrifield may turn into that guy. He hasn't yet. That's what they envision him being, right? But they're going to need somebody who can come off the bench and hit for someone like Marsh against a lefty late in the game, because they're going to face it. They're going to face it over and over and over again. So that, to me, is one area where they absolutely have to improve. And it doesn't mean you go get a superstar. Mm-hmm. But it means you go get a role player who could accept his role. Think of how much mileage the Phillies got out of Matt Stairs back in the day, right?
Oh, yes.
To know that you have a guy come off the bench as a left-handed pinch hitter, and he could do damage. And I think they need that same kind of thing.
When Sunday rolls in, it'll be game 96. That means at that point there'll be 62 regular season games remaining. In terms of the timing of the break, especially for the vast majority of the roster, is this the good time to have it happen?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's a certain number of games that's better or worse, but you get a little bit past certainly the halfway point. You know, with this thing with Wheeler and his back, it allows them to kind of sit on that for a little bit. He doesn't have to go on the IL. I think it's really great that, you know, they can line up their rotation however they want coming out of the break. So Wheeler could essentially get 2 weeks off and not have to go on the IL, which would be great, you know, for not only just healing up the back, but, you know, keeping his arm fresh for September and October. Yeah, I mean, I think for everybody, you get to this point in the season and you can use a little break. You know, seven guys are going to have to go to Texas. They're going to be they're not going to get a little much of a break anyways. But I do think that these guys relish that. I think they embrace the idea that that they can get a few days off and they can chill out for a little bit and sort of get ready for the second half.
How are you going to chill out?
I'm actually going to California, so I'm not chilling out at all. We're getting on a plane Sunday night, and family and I, and we got a little mini family reunion, more of a mother-in-law birthday situation. So,
well done. Happy
birthday. I'm going to be flying cross-country. I'm going to do what I do every week, and that's fly somewhere.
Well, happy birthday to the mother-in-law along the way.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll give you some time to get ready for the Oakland A's, okay?
Exactly. All right. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Talk to you again soon.
Scott Fransky, the outstanding and legendary play-by-play voice of the Philadelphia Phillies, getting him out of the gate. We'll talk to Tim Kirchen in the next hour. We'll take a break. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.